cochina tú no vayas a inventar.
En casa del trompo no baile.
Very heavy. Very heavy music.
Love that track.
I love that track. It's fantastic.
Never get tired of it. I've heard it a thousand times, and I still enjoy it.
So tell me, like we were talking before the track, tell me a little bit about how you went about to license these tracks. And was it difficult? I mean, dealing with the Cuban government, I guess, essentially.
Yeah, it was. It's very difficult to find the right people to speak with. And then once you found those people to negotiate a reasonable contract, it took a lot of work, a lot of talking, a lot of emails. But eventually, you know, you arrive at a place where you can work. And then it becomes pretty easy because Cuba was communist. There was only one state record label, and everything was issued by just that label. So when you want to license tracks, one stop. You know, you don't have to find all the artists. You don't have to find different labels. There's just one place to go, and then it becomes pretty easy.
Was it intimidating talking to the people? Or were they cool? Or was
they were...
Because it just seems like whenever you think about dealing with the Cuban government, it just seems like a really heavy, heavy task.
The bottom line is they really want U.S. dollars.
Right.
And okay, if you've got U.S. dollars, you're going to find common ground. That's the basics. Yeah, it was a little difficult, but, you know, it was worthwhile.
Right.
And, you know, they had all the masters for the most part, so, it was really good. I didn't have to worry about restoring all the audio. I could go right to the source and, rework, remaster the tracks from the original tapes.
Right.
So a track like we just heard, it sounds better than it ever has.
Right.
You keeping vinyl, one of the sad things about it is it's not always the best pressing.
No,
you probably know.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. It's tough, especially as a DJ. It's really always really tough to play a Cuban record in a club because, you know, they're really tinny and the vinyl, the climate itself probably helped deteriorate the
climate, and the fact that you got a communist country with a centrally planned economy,
right,
and vinyl is not always the priority.
No.
You have a certain number of resources, and sometimes they need them for, I don't know, manufacturing, printing presses,
right,
whatever.
Right.
But there are lots of funny stories about records being pressed without jackets because the EGRIM, the label, they couldn't get enough cardboard.
Right.
The government wouldn't allocate them enough. So all sorts of weird and crazy factors going into making Cuban records the way they are that you wouldn't necessarily think about.
Did you learn a lot? Obviously you did, but was there anything really interesting that you learned about Cuban music while compiling this? Anything beyond what you already knew?
Well, the really interesting thing about Cuban music, I think, is that at least for a while, you've got artists who are being paid by the state. So they don't have to worry about making music that's profitable,
right,
because they've got a salary and they can do more or less whatever they want.
So
they're going to get that money.
A lot of creative control, a lot of artistic control.
They can make more or less whatever they want. Now, obviously, there's a little bit of censorship, but not quite as much as you'd think. So you just have this incredible creativity with artists able to explore and can do some really innovative stuff that I think holds up to similar music coming out of North America.
Well,
the Yo-Yi track's an example.
Absolutely. We're going to play that in 1 second. Where do you think a lot of their influences came from? I mean, as far as the compilation you've put together, because I always found Cuban music, especially Cuban funk, very unique. So in your opinion, the Cuban funk sound, can you put your finger on where the influences came from? I mean, besides the obvious?
Well, first of all, we call it funk because we like funk, and that's what it sounds like to us. But in Cuba, it's just pop.
Right.
And you've got these guys who are really skilled musicians. They're really well-versed in the traditional Cuban sounds. Maybe listeners know it. Like, you played Descargas and that sort of
right,
thing. But
right,
like Buena Vista Social Club, the song, they know this stuff well.
Right.
But they're also listening to Earth, Wind & Fire,
sure,
Dizzy Gillespie, Real Quiet in the Radio, jazz and funk from the States, Tropicália from Brazil.
Sure.
Music from all over, and they're combined it in a uniquely Cuban way,
right,
to get this the sound that's on the CD.
And what I find fascinating, it's very Cuban. It's its own thing. It's nothing else sounds like this music as far as I've ever heard. The Cuban soulful funk sound. I mean, obviously they do heavy Descargas that are similar to Tito Puente and a lot of the New Yorican stuff. But there's a distinct Cuban sound with the funk and the soul that is really fascinating, and that's why I think this compilation is so great, because I don't think a lot of people have gotten the chance to hear this sound. So let's play another tune, and you got to pick this up, Si Para Usted. It's out on Waxing Deep Records, And is that the label? Are you calling it Waxing Deep Records?
Waxing
Deep 001. And yeah, let's play another track. This is Grupo Los Yuyi. And we'll talk a little bit more after this.
Sweet.
Higher Ground Show, 416-946-7000. Words of Music with Dan Zax. Let's play another track.
We'll be right back.
love that tune as well. It's fantastic. So you got 17 tracks, and this is really, I guess, just scratching the surface of the music. Are you planning on doing, maybe, we talked about this off air, volume 2 perhaps, seeing how things go, maybe doing a little vinyl?
Volume 2 is definitely in the works. No question I have material for a second volume that needs to be heard,
right.
And possibly a vinyl release and some remixes that I'd like to see happen as well. Because
right.
Some of the stuff, it's a little tweaking dance floor bomb.
Absolutely. It's already pretty dance floor friendly, but as far as getting really clubby and fattening things up to fit to today's funk and soul kind of new funk sound,
yeah.
Definitely. Tell us a little bit about where you can get it. Online or in shops, because I'm sure
you can
people want to
get it at Play to Record. I
for
think
sure,
that's,
yeah, you can.
But beyond that, it's distributed by Fab in Canada, so I know it's at least some HMVs should be in more. Online, you can get it from my website, waxingdeep.org, or if you want to get it a little cheaper, you can go to dustygroove.com. They've very nicely undercut me. Turntable Lab has it. You type in Sipara Usted on the into Google, and you will find it many places online. You can even do it digitally through eMusic and iTunes shortly.
There you go. So tell me, the compilation is fantastic. Tell I know you do your own radio show as well. Tell the people a little bit about that and your podcasts and how they can hear you beyond. I mean, maybe people are thinking you're just solely Cuban music, man, but you're a lover of all kinds of funk and soul and jazz
love,
and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, no question. First love, jazz, especially Canadian jazz, but funk, soul, everything in between. A little psych these days because that's what we find out in New Brunswick. Waxingdeep.org. That's a website. There's a podcast there. Years and years of shows that people can check out recently with playlists. So, you know, I definitely invite people to see. It's a good thing to listen to after Higher Ground. similar sounds.
Fantastic. Well, Dan, thanks so much for coming down. It's a pleasure
to
finally have you down on the show. We're going to play one more tune off of Sipara Usted. We're going to play a classic, I guess, a dance floor one that you've heard first, that movement.
Definitely.
And one that we've always loved on the Higher Ground show and played many, many times. Music from Juan Pablo Torres. Pick up the album in stores, in fine stores everywhere in Toronto and on the internet. Sipara Usted on Waxing Deep Records. Moving on to music from Juan Pablo Torres. We'll be right back. Special thanks to Dan Zaks for coming down and hanging with us. Definitely pick up the album Si Para Usted in greater stores everywhere. Higher Ground Show, we got 20 minutes to go. We're going to let the music play. Club listings coming up shortly as well. Hold tight. Higher Ground Show, 416-946-7000.
Give it to me now. Oh, yeah. Give me some bass now, Bobby. Tighten up on that bass, baby. Get it now, baby. Huh. Okay, Sonny, tighten up on that piano now. Let's hear the Medias fly now. Oh, yeah. All right, ready, brass. Come on in, brass, and tighten up with your horn.
Tighten up now, baby.
Tighten up.
You can do it now.
Tighten up.
Here now, baby.
Tighten up.
Tighten up now, baby.